You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Studio. We have Caroline and Laura, who are part of a dance festival, a dance performance for the Wild Dunedin Otipoti Festival of Nature. It's called Salt Lines for Sea Lion Woman. Welcome to the show, my friends. How are you doing?
Hi, Dylan. Kia ora. It's nice to be here.
So cool to be here as well.
How's your day? Your day's good?
Yeah, and we're glad that bad weather's happening today and not on Saturday. It's looking like we're going to have a clear run from today after the rain.
So tell us about this performance. I hear it's on St. Clair Beach.
That's correct. So we are a group of 20 women. We'll be performing a performance that starts in front of the Surf Life Saving Club at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning and then continues further down in front of the sandbags. It's a performance which is in response to the return of the pākaké, the endangered sea lions, who were indigenous to this country before humans arrived, and their numbers really dwindled. And there were no pākaké here for many, many years until 1993, when one lone female pākaké arrived near Tairi Mouth and had her pups on the beach. And since then, there has been a return of the species to these waters and this coast. And I've been really affected by the fact that this, I grew up here and I never saw sea lions on my mum's beach, which is St. Clair, where she lives, until I started returning in the late 90s. And now just sort of seeing their return has been really hopeful in terms of species change and adaptation in the face of climate change. We wanted to make a piece, didn't we, Laura, in response to the environment and the beauty of the coastline, but also in solidarity with this species.
Yeah, it's been really an eye-opening piece to be part of, because I've been doing dance since I was probably about 5 or 6, and it's been very different from what this is, and it's been a bit more like interpretive style, which has been really interesting to step foot in and to be a bunch of all these women of all different ages, and it's just so, it's quite like freeing with everyone together, and it's definitely been interesting because we've been rehearsing out in the public in front of people, so we've had people stop and on their walks and videoing us and stuff, but it's also kind of cool because then it gets them interested in what we're doing, and yeah, it's just been a really cool piece to be a part of, and yeah, to do with being like females and the environment and everything. It's really cool.
I'm interested to know, I mean, first of all, actually, the quick question is that when this, do you know about the story of when the sea lion came back? Was that an intentional reintroduction or did it just happen?
I think it was instinctual. I think they had not been seen here for so long, 150 years. Mm. And the lone female who found her way back to Tairi, I mean, what we know now is that they do come back to the place where they have their pups. So there's a sort of cycle. So the ones who are now, you know, at, in the beaches around Dunedin are pretty much regulars, you know. And I see a regular group of them on St. Clair Beach. It's... they have that homing instinct like we do. Mm. You know, there's so many things that we share with this species. But I think that was sort of also maybe the currents brought her here too. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, I think everyone will be familiar with them, I think, on St. Clair Beach now. And there's this kind of beautiful cohabitation that exists there now with the sea lions and how people kind of just have to let the sea lions be, which I think for us as humans is really weird because we're often just so used to dominating spaces to be like, we don't actually have to care about the other beings around us and just walk straight through things.
And that's very much the intention with this work, Dylan, that it's trying to speak to that. How do we adapt to being coexistence, our coexistence with wild mammals that previously our species has been predators of, you know. So, like, how do we have this fluency where we know our space, we know our limits, and say keeping that 20-meter distance, being respectful of their habitat, that we're in their habitat, you know. So how do we adapt to that? So that's very much part of the piece, and all the women who've come on board with this piece have a huge empathy for that this group of sea lions really are successful and can thrive in our backyards. Yeah.
What's the process of like devising or choreographing this work been like?
It's been really, very different again from what I'm used to, which has actually been really cool. Like, it starts kind of with Carol showing us some sequences of moves, and then it's slowly that kind of getting put together with quite a few different sequences, and it's really playing around with all of us, just working together and what moves work and what don't, especially being in nature. We're dealing with sand, the tide, all sorts of things that we've had to move sometimes because the tide, the water was coming in and we're getting super wet and we had to, you know, move down the beach a bit. And that's been quite a cool experience because, you know, I'm just often dancing in the studio. There is no nature to be dancing around in. But it definitely has its negatives as well. You get sand everywhere, but it's great. It's cool to be a part of that, especially being at uni, you're at campus walking around and stuff, and it's nice to just go for a drive and be at the beach and be one with nature, I suppose. Yeah. Mm.
So in this way, it's kind of like you have the opportunity to respond or converse with nature and then let the nature inform your work in this kind of back and forth process.
So I've been really studying some of the marine science research that's coming out of the University of Otago and looking at some of the patterns of behaviour. There's a marine scientist here called Hannah Rahn who invited me out to witness the mums and their pups and looking at their behaviours. So as a choreographer and a dance maker, I'm really interested in what we call ecosomatics. And ecosomatics is a field of dance research where we look at how things move, how the non-human moves. So we look at the movement of the neck, we look at the movement of the eyes, the spine, the belly sliding, the sea lion gallop. They have really particular modes of moving across the beach, locomoting on sand and in the water. And what's amazing about sea lions, they have a big part of their life they spend on land. You know, the first year they're being nursed by their mums, and then they're in the water swimming very, very deep. So we're really exploring the movement potential of that. Like, what does it mean to not mimic what they do so well, because we're never going to be able to move like a sea lion, but how does that maybe shift our perception of our own bodies when we start to engage in that dialogue with their movement? Like, how can we get down to their level? So at one moment on the beach, for example, we are actually lying really, we call it streamlined, like a streamlined body on the beach in black wetsuits. And we lift our heads and our gaze, looking up, and you know that that gaze at the sea lions look around. So just finding, what does a sea lion see?
Mm. And I guess my final question is, have any sea lions experienced or interacted with your work so far?
We actually had one time when we were rehearsing. They weren't too close to us. They were probably, 50 metres down the beach, roughly. But it was quite cool. We actually saw, I reckon it was a female, wasn't it? Yeah. It was flopping its way down to the water, and you see it kind of like tummy glide into the water, and it was quite fun to watch. And just, really get a real experience for what a sea lion does and acts like entering the water and just going about its daily life. And that was quite actually a special moment for us all to stop during the moment of making our piece and just get to actually witness a sea lion doing its thing. So, that's quite cool.
Okay, cool. And I guess the final notes, when is it on and where can people find it?
Yeah, it's on this Saturday as part of Wild Dunedin Festival. And if people would like to come and see, I suggest coming down to the St. Clair Esplanade in front of the Surf Life Saving Club by 10:45. There is a soundscape that's been created by a Dunedin composer who lives in Australia, Russell Schoons. You'll be on headset with a silent disco operation listening to the soundscape. And if you get there by 10:45, you can get set up with that for an 11 o'clock start. That's when the performance starts.
Cool. And you had a song that you wanted to play as well.
Yeah, as part of our research, we've been really interested in the song that Nina Simone wrote in 1964 called Sea Lion Woman.
Cool. And is there anything particular about the song that has guided you or resonated with you?
It's got quite a history. So she was informed in writing that song by a clapping tune by two black American sisters called the Ship Sisters, and it was recorded in 1938 by an ethnomusicologist, and they actually sing this rhythm, Sea Lion Women, and the research indicates that that song would have come through the Atlantic slave trade by the Selkie stories in the Scottish Orkney Islands, where there's a whole myth and narrative around women becoming seals, and that they adapted that into Sea Lion Women. Nina Simone picks up on that, and she makes sea lion, and she uses it in her song as talking about a group of women standing on the water's edge at a harbour waiting for the ships to come in to perform their tricks, whatever that may be.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for joining us today on the air.
Thank you so much, Dylan,
thanks
for having us.
Cool. This is Nina Simone with Sea Lion Woman.
was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.